Hi, everyone. Welcome to the TBI Therapist Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Blanchett, where we explore the heart of brain injury. Hello, survivor. I'm glad to jump on here for the last time. So I've been podcasting now for nearly a year and a half, and I've really enjoyed all the conversations that I've had in my time with TBI therapist. And I will miss those relationships and actually my work as a therapist. So I've decided to stop my therapy practice. And so that's part of the decision for not having this podcast as well. I just want to let you know maybe some of my reasoning behind that. So I had dealt with a lot of burnout and my own traumatic experiences in the pandemic. And part of that was deciding to do something a little bit different. You have gotten out of the podcast has been a deeper understanding of the emotional experience of what it is like to have a TBI or concussion, and the specific types of support that you might need from a mental health perspective. The second thing is that you'll realize there is support. So if you haven't been able to reach out to a therapist or reach out to someone who can help you, that there is expert support, and to keep looking, to keep trying, don't give up, because it is a long recovery for many, many people. So I would just encourage you to continue your journey, continue your progress, that there are people that fully recover from a concussion. And while some people don't fully recover from a TBI, they do get a lot of their functioning back. And I've seen it, and it's very encouraging. So to continue to do that. So the podcast will remain in podcast players. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcast, for example, or Spotify, that will continue. So that won't go away. However, my website will go away and the links on my webpage. So the tbitherapist.com site won't be live anymore. You can find me at www.drjenblanchett.com. That's Jen. And it'll be in the show notes too, so I don't have to spell it out, but I will. So Blanchett is Blanchette.com. And what am I doing? So I am actually working as a consultant for schools here in the state of Maine. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm working with children, which I haven't done in a very long time, and I'm working on teams, and it's really going well for me. So I think it was a good move for me to do that. And I will miss working with the community. However, I just knew the setting and working in an individual therapy, I needed a break from. And I may come back to it, I may not, but for now, I'm taking an extended break from clinical practice. I hope you would reach out to a therapist in your area. So just because someone doesn't specialize in TBI doesn't mean they can't be helpful. And some of the therapists I find that are most helpful are those that can specialize in chronic illness, for example, or that specialize in trauma therapy because they've had extensive training. And so looking for someone who's EMDR certified, I find is really helpful. You might need to let them know that if they want to do eye movements with you, though, it may not be effective. So there's other ways of EMDR that you can do without the eye movements. So that would be my recommendation, to look for a therapist with that kind of specific training in trauma-based therapy. There are a few unicorns like me who were trained in neuro rehab or that had their own TBR or concussion and then went to go on to specialize in it for whatever reason. So certainly look around and get on a wait list, because sometimes it does mean getting on a wait list. So that can be one thing that you do. So I hope to hear from you. My Instagram has changed to my name. So it's Dr. Jen Blanchett. And so you can still find me on Instagram, and I'm out there. I'm going to be really talking more to therapists. So my new podcast is Finding Joy After Burnout, a podcast for therapists and helpers. So I'm going to be talking about more of my own story, since I am not a TBI survivor or concussion survivor. I'm going to talk more about my experiences working as a therapist in the pandemic and kind of how I got out of really the depths of burnout and fatigue compassion fatigue and vicarious trauma is some of the topics that I'm going to talk about. I wish you all the best, and I hope that you never, ever, 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 ever give up. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the TBI Therapist Podcast. Please visit tbitherapist.com for more information on brain injury, concussion, and mental health. The information shared on today's podcast is intended to provide information, awareness, and discussion on the topic. It is not clinical or medical advice. If you need mental health or medical advice, please seek a professional.